Well, we could in the meantime take care of the minor part of the business. Any other correction? Okay, in the absence of which, can we have someone moving for the adoption of the minute? The Troy, you move any seconder? Rayak? I hope you have captured that too. At 10 o'clock. So I expect that any administrative things must have been done 2 hours before we Alright, are there any matters arising out of this Linux? The absence of which would dispose of the item. Alright, thank you. Dispose of item 3. Item 4, the adoption of the oversight report on CRASA.
We're not going to get approved by some development.
Which item? No, I'm saying which. Please, Pretoria Central, please. Well, that's what I was asking. I was saying, are there any matters arising from the minutes?
Yes, I want that to check. On the very same one that Pretoria was correcting the study talk. Well, how far are we? What is the status?
Strong a case you put to the powers that be as to whether who goes, where you go, and how many you go. Have we put up a strong enough case that this entire committee and its alternates undertake this trip? And is there a recourse with appeal against this 5-4 dispensation? But there is quite a bit of unhappiness about this, and should we agree on this, or can we perhaps take the matter further?
Yeah, Chairperson, thank you. Colleagues, good morning. Thank you for the welcome. I want to just concur with what colleague Ainsley has said, that there are the committees that I'm aware of where, you know, even the people who are not involved go on these trips to study tours. Now, I think one of the motivations for this committee is the fact that SCOPA or COPA is referred to in the rules of Parliament. It has a particular overarching role, unlike other portfolio committees. And by and large, and I think there have been very, very, very few instances where we have considered matters here on a political basis. And I think it would be grossly unfair for either colleagues from the ruling party, those other than the five, or even for the other parties, not to be included, because it's a study tour. We think that one should motivate. That's just one of the motivations that I'm putting. The fact that it's there in the rules, particularly mentioned, unlike other committees. And we operate on an apolitical basis. And these rules of Parliament and the Speaker's office keep chopping and changing. If they've got financial difficulties or any other difficulties, then it mustn't impact on the working of members of Parliament, because we sit here as members of Parliament. I know we come from different parties, but I think study tour must be something that every member of Parliament should have an opportunity to participate in, to improve his or her ability to debate in a committee or to deal with the matters before that committee.
Well, two things that I realized. One, I'll try and check if the policy is there in writing, so we can all have copies there too. Two, just to clarify. When we had the engagement last week, the House Chair said part of the motivation for the Speaker was the fact that when committees are to go on study tours, even those who don't come to meetings, that will talk to your alternate, are now part of the list of people who are going. So it becomes more a question of people being there for the trip. So it might as well be, you are right, that has happened, and actually that is in part what motivated some of the drastic changes. I can't go into details in terms of some of the things that he said actually motivated, arising out of the conduct of members once they are overseas, vis-a-vis the work for which they have gone on that trip. Focus on shopping, the focus on people not keeping to time and not even going out on the program for the day, people fighting, wanting to come back home, and all those kind of things. People having to use public transport because these don't want to go with these ones. All those kind of things that don't assist our cause. So I think those who have been going have meant things for us who have not gone out. But and my sense was that, of course, it was wide ranging. I think there are a whole range of other things that are going to be changed in the way Parliament is being run. I think the Speaker is trying to say, these are my footprints on how Parliament is run. Everything from the way administration has been run, the configuration of things, all going to change. So it might not just be the travel policy as an isolated case, but a whole range of things. Even the way committees function, the way they are configured, our support staff, there's going to be a raft of changes which were supposed to be approved if they have been by Friday last week. So, but on this particular one, I'll check for the policy. I'll also appeal. I'm not going to bang tables or jump on tables to appeal our case, but I will make a case and say, well, this is the feeling of the committee. And 1-9, I mean, it's just an addition of four other people, and we're done. Or actually, three. Or even two or one. So that's where we are. So in terms of the uncertainty over whether it will be approved or not, it is approved but with these conditions. But recall that when we made the application initially, the rule was when the committee applies, it is everybody who goes and it is one per term. I think that's why it was everybody, because it is one. But let's wait and get the final thing, because there were hints that sometimes if there is a study tour, might actually be that the chairperson might have to go with one or two people only, not the whole committee. So there's a paradigm shift in terms of how study tours are conceived and how they're supposed to be implemented. But let's wait and see. All right, can we move to item 4? Item 4, which is update on the program. Adoption of oversight report on FALSA. You recall that last week we did it, and the journalist was there assumed we have adopted it and went on to publish it as a committee decision. And today we want to adopt it. Let's go to that oversight report. A draft report, the Committee on Public Accounts on Oversight Visit to Northwest and the Eastern Cape on the South African Social Security Agency viewpoint dated, I think, once we adopt it today, then we'll have today's date. Let's start on page 1.
Question for clarity purposes. I have two versions in front of me now. One which we got some time back and the one which was given to us now. And they differ slightly. Has that been edited internally or by a committee of SOPA?
So the one that you have to read. Okay. Good. All right. Okay, let's go to page 1.
The Committee of Public Accounts undertook an oversight visit. It must either be visit or an oversight.
Alright, can we move to Paragraph 2, delegation. Thank you. Can we go to page 2? Background 3.1. Financial and performance management at FAFSA. I think these are the report. These are from findings from the Auditor General. Yeah. That's the background. So if there's anything wrong there, it's either be a typing error or something like that. But those are the findings of the AG. Go to page 3, oversight mechanism. Pretorius?
Second line, despite the reporting channels of the Department of Social Development, SASA, to the executive authority, SASA operates in terms of its, not the its enabling act.
From there onwards, everything that is there is what we are saying. So anything that is untoward, it's up to us to correct. I think?
Sorry. Yeah. The observations of the committee on 5.1. I don't think that because you've got the planning service on 5.1 basis and the observations were as follows.
So you're saying
remove
the second
observation. The one in bold.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yes, no mind.
They have to have a paid for the building that belongs to the community. Receive their payment from a church building. Or they have been paid out of the church building. I think the people of the church have been.
Can you repeat that English? Beneficiaries receive their?
Beneficiaries receive their payment from a church building. It's obvious, a change belongs to the
from a church.
Thank you.
From a church
building. From a church building.
Yeah.
The building.
Yeah. Not the church.
Some churches are 10.
Yeah, and they're 3. Okay, can I take away the feedback? So, above introduction, with the introduction, we spoke about something that happened because of the time. But I don't think that where we blanket so that people understand when every time we're using the word commission, it means something that happens. I don't think it's
all right, that 5.1, can we take it to the end? We're not starting from introduction. That was the rare exception. We're dealing with the thing on page 3. Or my thing.
Thing.
Yeah.
The person I'm on page 4. Am I right?
Yeah.
And just to look at the frequency of outreach activities. We have said once a year or one a year. Maybe we can just choose whether we're seeing once a year throughout or one a year. Because I think Revilo is one a year. Clapping, one a year. The rest is once a year.
All right, one.
Just a question, slightly back to the question of the one-round payable to the pensions committee. I obviously missed that because of the table there, but then I had made the correction, but only two paragraphs above it. Yeah.
I just want to see the clarity on the second paragraph. The town local office services 88 surrounding and far flung.
Yeah, it is. means the same thing as most. Means both are up, far away in terms of distance from the center. On the first paragraph, the second sentence from the bottom of that paragraph, one of the areas in the province that has been identified. So that's to page 5, observation. talking about their capabilities.
I think that was the problem. Any other issue before we go to 5.3? PEN, SOC PEN. just note that and we will verify it.
If I read this, there are 44,000 missing files on the entity SoftPen system. The entity believes that IGAF system is what it needs to remedy the filing problem. I don't get a sense of the problem. If you say there are 44,000 missing files on the system, so how can it be missing if it's on the system? I just need a sense, because I'm an outside reader now. And I was not there.
Yeah, no, I get your point. No, isn't it their physical files? That your physical files, but you have the information in the system. So what this is saying is that when you go to the system, there are files that you cannot locate in the system. Yes.
Under electronic
can we use unlocated or cannot be located, although I think missing files is used liberally and they accept that indeed they are missing files. But oh yeah, okay. Well, unbelievable things happen. They are missing. They are not there. They can't be found. Push.
I thought we should just maintain consistency instead of delegation. That means a committee.
Okay. Yeah. Even on that one, this shortage of staff, can we say it's committee? Because it was, this time around, it was. the whole committee, right? So anyway, we think delegation case that put committee, even though thing was not there, but it was with us in spirit, we were all there. Okay, 5.3.
Before 5.3,
okay.
The ultimate good attempt, also the files are populated at the gate.
The Greater Daum Local Office.
Sure.
On page 4, the heading on page 4, open to page 4, there's a heading that says Greater Daum Local Office. So, if we're not debating and we're reading flowingly, this office would always refer to. Yeah.
See, the fourth last bullet, there's no workflow system. All transactions are done manually, and thus, I would insert that, and thus there is a reliance on the honesty of the individual.
And thus, there is a reliance on the honesty of the individual officials. Right, to move to 5.3. The king, local office, the satellite office. say this office is approximately located in such and such a village. Just to say that the King local office approximately is located. Yeah. Let's say this office, which is the King local office, is located in such. Dedicated outreach program to serve. Is it serve or service? An outreach program to serve or service? To service. The office has a dedicated outreach program to serve villages that are far from it, as per table 2 below. The outreach program to service or to serve. Done. This is English. You are reading books every day. This is to serve or to serve?
To serve.
To serve. Yeah.
It can be either. Pick or choose. Either to make it.
Okay. An outreach program to service, to provide a service to service. Suppose, are these the only two villages that they are doing outreach to service? Don't recollect your memory. Can you verify? Look, they're servicing 32 villages. And we're saying that it has a dedicated outreach program. But that outreach program only talks to two villages. I mean, for me, it doesn't say much. If it's only two, we may not even have to mention that. These are the 32 villages that they are servicing. Alright, the observation part. Can you recheck that, Mr. Paul?
second last bullet, the last sentence there, this presents various challenges and delays most of the time. Can't you say this presents various challenges and often causes delays?
I think the slowness of the computer is a permanent feature. The computers there are generally slow compared to those that you find in the town office. So it's not a case of, in fact, the worst case scenario is when the computers don't work at all. So the delays, the slowness and the speed of the functioning of the computers is a daily reality. So and there are challenges and delays.
Might change also encompasses that you say. Present various challenges and often causes delays. This is one time
alright, and often causes delays. I think the point here is that if a computer in the home takes 5 minutes, in CKing it will take 8 minutes. So slow and okay. And that causes delays. Alright. Can we go to the Eastern Cape? I hope you still have your bag, Pretoria.
My bag, yeah. I'm very proud of my bag.
Okay. All right. The Damba, that's where we started.
I'm sure I didn't think that this new one we're talking about already called the North West. Is this not West Province? What do you think province of? Is it not Free Town, West Province? Is it Free Province?
I know my homeland, Malanga Province. I don't know Northwest. Is it province of the Northwest or Northwest Province? Alright, that's fine. Let's change the heading. Eastern Cape Province. Northwest Province. Like Republic of South Africa. South African Republic. Alright, no, it's fine. Let's go to the substance. The number.
Where are we now?
On page 6.1.
Yep. I just checked the name of the company for cash paymaster services or service. It's changed from the one to the other one. I'm not sure what it's being called.
Stand up. What is it called? Let's verify that. Purely an administrative thing, but very important. Yeah, no, that's why I'm saying let's have that confirmed. Cash pay master services. All right. Observation.
The third bullet point under observation at 10:49 in the morning on the day.
Wait a minute. Where are you?
Oh, I'm under observations.
No, you're running ahead.
No, what's
normal.
It? The Dhamma.
So keen.
You like
it. I'm so keen. But I reserve my place.
Oh, okay. I'll make sure no one tempers the snobber before you. You make the wrong move. Yeah. On the Dhamma. So the second bullet point is put on the first one. Well, I would say let's leave out electricity, because obviously if it's on the open field, if it's an open field like you bought it, you will not have any electricity. But let's take the second bullet point and put it there. There are no chairs, water, or ablution facility. Right?
So, person, I'm just noting, not that we have to change, maybe in future. In this one, there is inconsistency. In 6.1, we mentioned their statement. And then we put a full stop. Then we start with the observation. Whereas in the previous one, we mentioned the statement, and then we continue with observation.
Okay, fine. Then I
don't know.
Somebody has noted that. All right. We are going to knock.
The second last bullet point.
Yeah.
There are now water and ablution facilities in the area. We don't know that. We're not talking about the area. There may very well be lots of ablution facilities in the general area. We're talking about the site, the paper.
No, we've corrected that. We said we'll collapse the second bullet to the first one. So that it reads, the pay point does not have a permanent structure. Beneficiaries are paid on an open field, and there are no chairs, comma, water, or ablution facilities. Full stop. Available to them. Okay. All right, can we... can we move to Nobo and Ashua, seeing that the spelling of Nobo is correct. It is not the Nobo that is that you know. Yes, completely.
Third bullet point?
First bullet point.
Third. At 10:49 in the morning on the day. But then that whole paragraph there about schoolgirls. What do we find unacceptable? What I found unacceptable that was that they were there during school hours. The way this reads, it's unacceptable that they should be there getting grants or in their uniform. I don't find that unacceptable. Unacceptable, in my view, and I thought that was our consideration, that they were there in school hours. It's not unacceptable that a child... a school-going child receives a grant or wears a uniform and getting that grant. What is unacceptable is that that takes place during school hours, when they should be at school. Well, that was it.
Yeah,
What do we say? School girls should not get grants.
Chairperson, in what that is raised by Honorable Ainsley, I don't know, because the last question say it was unacceptable, especially because it was hampering during school hours. Maybe she just removed the unacceptable to say for the reason. Because I don't know, because the last sentence does talk to what is it that made the committee maybe to have that an area of a concern.
delegation will change to committee. The second line of that sentence, children, let's say beneficiary, I think it's more of an emotional line. Say their children are coming to get child support grant. Yeah, let's say beneficiary. Right, Pretoria?
So without having to change the whole thing, I would say the reference to 8 to 10:49 sounds a little bit dramatic to me. To say also that 10:49 in the morning, it can only be in the morning, 10:49 can't be in the evening. Shouldn't one simply say school children in uniform were queuing for their child support and other related grants during school hours? And then you say whatever your comment is about the fact that they're there.
All right, yeah, 10:49.
That sounds
dramatic.
Come
on, what do you say?
No, you should expect me. I just need to be reminded. There was something to the effect that Mr. Noble was doing some charity work among the people in that area, and that he had also put in an ATM. Can you remember that?
Yeah.
I just wanted members to remind me, and I wonder if we should not put it in. I don't know, I can't remember whether the ATM was working at that moment, but we were drawn, our attention was drawn to it as having been a benefit for the community created by the charity of Mr. Noble.
Yeah. I'm thinking that yes, you do have a point, because it will also talk to the question of these cool kids going to queue during school hours, because if there's an ATM, they can go open a bank account and access the money after school.
Mm-hmm. ATM was working.
Yeah, it was working. Standard Bank. Pretoria?
For
what she's saying, we need to, how do we...
No.
The ATM and...
Why
don't you say the? Of course, the second bullet point will also have to be, you know, done like we did the previous one, but maybe indicate. Okay, so I'll do this. Let's not say open field, but no. Because that area is the premise of that businessman who has provided for an ATM within that business.
That's the one who waited along
just like it. Right in the front of the shop. The people were queuing inside and go to where we had refreshments. They were building their shop. Yeah. But let's think about...
easier for people not to go to town as town as far. They had an ATM.
The committee noted with approval.
Appreciation.
The committee noted with appreciation that mobile local business person and property is utilized for payment. Has installed various facilities for the community, including an ATM.
Just write that down in the meantime. Bring that, capture that. Right, can go to Nadu.
So the first one, there's a whole structure, chairs. It doesn't sound right, but it's used only when. It's used during inclement weather, but there's a hole, I think.
It's used during?
Inclement.
Mm-hmm.
forward.
I haven't had that word in my whole life. Okay.
But all the same, I'm not sure whether to pay
I think it can be done. I think what that sentence seeks to say is that, as Singh is indicating, the hall is only used during
inclement
weather. I'm coming to that. Now, which means that under normal circumstances, people are paid in the open. They don't use that hall. So when they are paid in the open, they don't access the chairs in the hall.
Yeah.
So they just queue. But it can be better constructed. I agree with you. Reaches and it so that it's able to.
There was also a post office which was meant to be also helping, but unfortunately I didn't go into the post office. I don't know where it was. Yeah, it was also not very far from where we were. And they said it was not working, if I'm still right. It was not yet in operation, something like that. But I don't know whether other members did go. But I want to come to this other issue of the... Okay.
Because I think the post office will spend the same input as the ATM. Unless it is just post boxes.
Yeah.
People can collect them. But if it's a post office where... Yeah, services being given, then I think once again, top beneficiaries can access their payment. I second the site. You're quite right, it's boxes, not post office. Boxes, and they're post office, functioning post office. What may have not been working yet is post office.
All right, so let's leave it out. Okay, can we go to Idrisha?
Oh, before that, there was a very particular way of gender mainstreaming there. If you remember very well, women were put in a separate queue, and men were put in another queue. We asked the reasons, and we were told. We asked them why. They said it's because men wait longer than women, because women are quite a big number, and men don't get enough chances. They did say that. So anyway, I'm sure these trips do make us aware of some of these issues that we talk about that still happen in some areas, you know. And so I may not notice, but it was funny.
In the dump, the queues were separate. Women were one side, they were on the right, and the men were left on the left. So, well, that's an important observation. Let's keep it in the back of our mind. But it might place just whoever comes first. Okay, let's go to Idrisha and Butterworth local offices.
Are you recognizing us by voice or by hand? That is voice.
I can only start with the voice, because the hand requires the eye to establish contact, whereas the ear, even with your eyes closed. Remember again?
The offices are responsible for registration of child support funds, comma, the use and biometric verification of
But is it only child support grant? No, the corrections you've made to this and it's fine. It's correct. I'm just now making a follow up to say that the child support grant part, should we leave it only at that?
Do we need a comma there before and?
Because we don't need the end. Child support grant.
Comma.
Why don't we say it's responsible for registration of social grant?
Yes.
I think this whole paragraph needs to be looked at and just tweaked a bit. You know, the process is different and that's separate to that of new applications. What process? These offices also issue medical certifications. What medical certifications? Are they doctors then?
Remember there they told us that usually what they do, they send people to doctors, to the hospital for verification. I'm sure we're mixing things here and the one in Tawu. When Tawu there was a room where they said the doctor comes once a week to come and check those who are supposed to get we are mixing there they maybe they put about
if I'm quite sure that they were not issuing medical certifications, but if they were, certificates anyway. So I don't remember, I mean, who there were no nurses there, there were no doctors there, so who? If they are doing them, probably uncovered an illegal process.
Right,
I don't recall them issuing certificates.
That's fine, let's take out that.
Yeah,
the services are not. I think Mimangan is right. It's in Taung where the office has a.
Consulting
room. I think you are the one who went to actually go and have a look at it. All right. They are the observations for the two offices. Remember, these are offices, not pay points. So that's why they were put together.
But there are waiting areas for the benefits. Or there are not. There are.
These are like houses, family homes, that they've been converted into office. Very cramped. But always it's better than it to work. All right. Breitbach.
Observation.
Yeah.
We make the observation that there is a community clinic next to Hawk. So what? There's also tree and there's also shop. Why do we have to observe that? I mean, there are other things we could observe. Why are we pinpointing the fact that it's a clinic? It's unnecessary. Irrelevant. Take it out.
All right. Red point three. There's the clinic. Take it out. But keep it in the back of your mind. In case of music is in case. And then play back, you know, in the clinic somewhere. But not in the report. Okay, King William Town.
Municipality provides, because I think it's still providing it even now. It didn't provide it that day when we were there.
My man is very sharp today.
Outside and then go in and get their
pay. Having taken of the
uniform. That's what they're trying to say, is that this should
I'm,
be
I'm trying to make a picture in my mind. You say they take off the uniform under the tree. Okay. No, I get your point.
I agree, Chair. Full hours you should not be there. And Kim, it's full of ATMs. Why are they there anyway? So don't give it to you.
All right. I think like we did with the Ngobo, let's construct it in a way that says our main concern is the fact that they were queuing for the social grant during school hours, instead of being in school. Like you say, to walk to that hall, we actually observe they have to pass ATM to go to the hall.
English grammar now, it's Isikosa or Zulu grammar. Isikosa grammar. It's a capital E or small E. Etembeni. Because in KwaZulu it would be Elende, would be small E and big L. Now it's small E and big T, maybe.
So?
Huh?
What? I think maybe the way the sentence is constructed, we're trying to be cautious because we don't know, but that's what they told us. So we're merely reporting what they told us. It will be a nice construction the way I put it, but maybe let's leave it as it is. But it was not raining that day, was it?
But I was looking up and I was getting the way holes on the roof. I'm telling you, a lot of openings on the roof.
One single wheelchair with 15 people piled on top of it. Correct, wheelchair. All paid to buy wheelchairs for the beneficiaries.
Well, the
not a wheelchair.
I get your point, but you see, here we're talking pay point to pay point, and that's what we saw in a particular pay point.
Only one.
In one particular pay point, there is one wheelchair.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I can't predict it.
Yeah. And that's why I was asking earlier on, was it not everywhere? Because the format is kind, that's where you have all pay. So.
Okay, great.
Yeah. All right. Can we go to Zwelitsha local office? Not the call center, the local office. Right, let's correct that sentence the same way you corrected the other one. We call this cut and paste. But it's okay, if it is the same thing, yes. Yeah.
And the information of information are done to ensure that all the services are available.
Table 1. Yeah.
I'm eligible.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a bit better. I'm eligible. The reports from Sparta, all these observations and discussions, what were the points that they made? Now, this combines our interaction with the officials from National, remember they were officials from National who accompanied us throughout, those from the region that is the province.
First sentence.
Which one?
Number 7.
Yeah.
The following responses were provided by that. That's the delegation.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I'm not sure of you. The second last collection. Whether it should be
on page 11.
On page 11.
Okay.
There are 12,000 tapeworms in the country and 64. I was on the all of a view that is it possible that maybe we can start with it because we were briefed by the delegation from SASA in the province and the national was there. The first one and the last one, I think it should be much, much better if it's put in the first one. To
yes.
Say that, because if now we are talking, we're specifically speaking about the Eastern Cape, but now when we talk about 12,000 in the end of the whole country.
No, that's fine. I think you have a point. Can we, Mr. Paul? I think the Northwest also had a figure of the beneficiaries who are getting their social grants through electronic transfer. Can we also get that and include it there? Well, people only mentioned the Eastern Cape, and yet this report is about visiting the Northwest and the Eastern Cape. Then it's a bit incomplete. traditionally, this is what we have. EFT, this is what we have. Then we now go to other specific issues. Right? Yeah.
The second one, I think, bullet point, SASA has set aside. Not put aside. Set aside. 30 million run, or budgeted. That's a better budget of 30 million rand. Then in the next one, a plan for district and local offices has been signed off. A plan for the, is it for the upgrading or construction? For a plan for the upgrading of district has been signed off by the chief executive officer. And then the next one is in the province of Eastern. And construction. Then in the province of the Eastern Cape, in the Eastern Cape province, most money is spent on office rentals, up to, and something missing there.
That one also bothers me. I think what we want to say there is, the Eastern Cape is the province that spends most on office rentals. 60 million, while KwaZulu-Natal spends 24 million on rentals. Compared to KwaZulu-Natal,
yeah,
spends something along those lines.
They won't spend more
money on rentals.
Nationally, it spends most on office rentals.
It is the one that spends most on office rentals. All right? Can we go to page 12? It's just a list of
Too many isles.
Hello?
Too many isles. Understand the truth. Completion date is for refurbishment is 31 December.
Yeah, can we say below is a reviewed list of 20 worst offices in the Eastern Cape, because this report is about Eastern Cape and Northwest, and the list that we have here is the Eastern Cape one. Okay?
Yeah, but the status report in the column is wrong. Status report in the column on the right hand side is that at least one additional is, which should not be there.
The first is to be removed. All right, can we go to page 13?
Yeah, Chair, the first sentence just doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense. Four offices were beyond a state of refurbishment, and instead, approval of the new procurement instruction for alternative accommodation has been made. I know what they're trying to say, but it's not said properly. Maybe it's the English and
Alpha.
Right. Yeah, sure.
Four offices have deteriorated to the extent that they are no longer able to be refurbished. Full stop. Approval is being sought for alternative accommodation to be provided.
Are we content with that? Mm. We've got that, Mr. Paul. Mm-hmm.
First bullet point, I don't like it.
You don't like it? But it's wrong. It's wrong, or you don't like it?
May I read something?
Okay.
The building of new pain points with water, electricity, and ablution facilities. Comma. Especially in areas where beneficiaries are getting paid in the open field. No. Some places are getting paid in the open desert. With no fuel. They are getting paid in the open. Would improve service delivery and reduce crime robbery. Why not just reduce crime? I don't know. Because they're also being assaulted, kidnapped, whatever.
Can we remove, especially in areas where benefits are getting paid in the open field?
People don't come out.
I'm just saying, if you, new pay point. So unless it was saying there are areas where there are facilities, there are buildings, but these buildings are small, are cramped and this. But my assumption is that when you talk about new buildings, because those areas have land. You don't have to say, especially where people are getting paid in the open.
The provision of pay points with water, electricity, and ablution facility
would improve service delivery.
Is it in a one?
Because, Hosh, I think here what this building of new facilities, what should it lead to? What should this affect? To improve service delivery and reduce. Clear?
Tim, the problem with many of the problems related to the fact that people don't make use of the electronic transport system. But 64% of the beneficiaries in Eastern Cape do make use of the electronic transport system. What about the other 36? Thank you. What about the other? Isn't the solution actually to encourage those 36 to also make use of the electronic funds transfer system? That will kind of eliminate many of the problems with all these buildings.
No, I get your point, but still, we'll still need the provision of physical infrastructure, whether it will be 2 or 3 or 20 or 100.
In Tsong Kong, there's no ATM for miles and miles and miles, so you have to.
Yeah, in those areas where an ATM is not even accessible, you still need to have people pay physical. That's why when we talk about King William Town, we raise the fact that people pass ATMs to go and get their money physical. But in Dadamba, for example, I'm sure there are people who spend 2 months without going to Aitunja in the town because of the distance and the problem of transport. You would have noted in Aitunja how people were complaining bitterly that when they come to register and fail, their ability to come back next the following day or next week is highly challenged. So I think that one will remain with us there. Yeah.
I think both you and Gray are making a valid point. Maybe the recommendations, we've got to include more emphasis on ESG payments, where it's possible. But where it's not, like in deep rural areas, like in Dwedwe, we're still going to have these facilities.
Yeah.
All right, so let's look for a point. I think we discussed this point so endlessly during the trip with the officials. So the most important thing is to find a place where we can put it to say how they can encourage. But you see, in Limpopo, they showed one area. They encourage people to go and register in the post office. And it just became the same as when they're queuing, if not worse. Because people go and just clock that post office. And for that day, it doesn't function. You've heard how the banks and as well run away because they feel on payday the people clock the banks. And so you have those things.
Shepherd, on this point, you made a point early on which caught my attention, and that is you said that SASSA gets paid a commission for every beneficiary that they pay. Right? Why then would they want SASSA? Why would they want to encourage people to go to EFT?
They're not
encouraging. So whose responsibility is it at the end of the day where EFT facilities are available for those people to be encouraged? Is it the department or is it SASSA? Because SASSA will be only too happy to pay because they'll get commission out of it. And I think this is something that needs to be brought to the attention of the Social Welfare Portfolio Committee so that they can take it further.
All right. No, that's fine. Manya?
We'll talk to some of the people. As the chairperson is saying, the fact is too far. I went with all of the people just one day who are saying, yeah, today they say they can't pay you. And yet this lady is supposed to go to King William's house and get her money. And she's telling us that I don't have money for transport and I need this money now. And they said, no, we can't pay you, you must go there. That's why it becomes difficult for the department to say, no, everybody must go to the bank for their money to be it becomes a problem. No, some even social exchange, they know they are not supposed to come and collect their money at this same point. But when they know that here they are being paid first, they usually come here. Because when they go into the in the system, their names are appearing there. So they give them money just to them and there. And yet, let's say a person is supposed to get money in on the 15th. But here is the thief. He comes to the area where people are getting money. That's the problem that they are having. And we try, we know the one commission. But we are in the problem.
All right. Pastora? Also on the whole thing of the EFT versus physical payment, I've been writing something here as we carried on. I think we should say something about the fact that we're impressed with the 64% in the Eastern Cape. It's one of the highest provinces of EFTs in the country. If we were to say something along the lines that the committee commends the high number of EFT payments in the province. The committee is however cognizant of the lack of infrastructure and transport challenges for many beneficiaries, but is of the view that more needs to be done to ensure faster migration, particularly for new beneficiaries and those in close proximity to ATMs, post offices, and banks. And as we're saying, we're impressed with the 64, but particularly those who can go and stand in a queue and bank for the ATM should be encouraged stronger to do that and get away from standing in the all-pay queue, because that's where the government pays the money. 30 rand or 35 rand per person standing in the queue. Alright, I hope you didn't have that in your head. You
have it somewhere.
Okay. Then, so we can have. I think that's the point that we made and not made. I think if we remember, when we met with Papa at the head office, Peter Paul, when we met with the leadership of SASSA, their head office, we actually suggested that I actually gave the example of my township, but then in Tulamash, there is a post office, there are banks. There's no reason why people should go and queue. But you can't say that people in Huntington, for example, bordering the Kruger National Park, should go to Hazy View, which would take them more than an hour and a half to 2 hours on a taxi to get an ATM. So can they have a policy that differentiates? I think we have discussed that point. I think Pretoria has captured it well in terms of that.
The other reason underlying factor around the payment, direct payment, is that especially for older people, they view those monthly gatherings as a socializing event. So I think it's going to be a bit of a problem to get everybody to get their money from the ATM. My dad says so. I've been trying to encourage him to go to the ATM. He doesn't want to go there because he meets his friends, he gets news about who has passed away. So those are some of the reasons that underlie it.
All right.
So the one comment
on that. I think it's a social event that when we're talking about gradually getting people away from that, it wouldn't happen overnight. I'll put a question out to the Minister of Finance just on this very same score, whether the government would be prepared to consider paying differentiated figures for as benefit numbers. A person who goes to stand in the all-pay queue gets R5 less than a person who goes to stand in the bank. So I'm still waiting for that response. I think that could be a way,
no.
A natural way.
I hope he says no.
You might say no. Then we'd have to.
If some poor person in the middle of the driveway, how can you penalize
them? I must just... I'm not talking about those who have access to ATMs who are in close proximity, only those.
All right, that's fine. Let's go back to the bullet point. All right, can we go to page 14? Okay. number 9.
The committee recommends this one. Following over time, this is the committee recommendation.
Yeah.
Recommend.
Page 14, last bullet point's wrong. You can't say that all learners must. If two AFC, some of them live in deep rural areas, so there are no such facilities. You can't make it all encompassing like that.
All right, let's move that bullet point. I'm sure it will be covered by that long sentence from Pretoria. I think the point here is to encourage people to get their money through EFT where possible. So let's take off that bullet point and we'll put that one in there. Right. Page 15. Oh, yes. Before 15, yeah. Sure. On page 14. Okay. All right.
Yes,
yeah, in fact, that one off. All right, on page 15, right up to further recommendation.
Agreed.
Yeah, no, no, we're going to have you as the last bullet point on page 14. No, 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 no. Let's go through.
You can't dictate here, but propose in the second day, how can you attempt to say, put the question to the host?
On after we have adopted this report last week, when we couldn't process this report, it was already on the media print. I don't know. I think it's our proposal that it's proper that maybe the chairperson will be able to to have something in writing or could have said we have only adopted this one because it has had a lot of corrections and what have you. So what is has been printed out there, it's something that we haven't yet able to.
What are you suggesting should happen?
I suggest, Honorable Chair, that as a chairperson on behalf of the committee, whoever will do the printing.
Chairperson,
I was saying on based on what you have said when we were opening the meeting that last week when we were dealing with this one, we didn't finish it up, but it was only found out that somebody has printed, I didn't see the article on how it indicates, but I didn't see that part of the newspaper. To say that it's only today that we have agreed after amending this report. Then, as a committee, I am proposing, Chairperson, that write a column or do what to say that this is the only version that was adopted today as a committee. Not like what is only the last one, but this is the only, according to the process and procedures of Parliament. Thank you.
All right. Okay, no, that's fine. I think what we'll do, we'll talk to Don Walt, as the journalist who wrote that article.
Yeah, but
yeah.
At the earliest opportunity, or some opportunity, but also journalists and other people who visit us, can't be allowed to walk around and pick up documents, say hello and goodbye, and then go and simply assume that what they've got there is now going to be adopted by the committee. So really, I think that particular journalist, going forward, we should watch who comes to our meetings and what they do and what they pick up. And that particular journalist, I think, should be contacted by you to say, look, what that was not correct. You took the report, you were not in the meeting when it was discussed, or it wasn't discussed. You could at least have contacted me as chair to say, well, is this correct? Is it the content? What is adopted? So I think a particular journalist you must have a word with, because he's a very senior one. They have this organization of this union, and he's the president or something. So he should set the tone and the example. But I was unimpressed to read in the paper last week that we had adopted a report and the whole contents of the report which we had not adopted. Unimpressed. So it goes to our security here and how we conduct ourselves with visitors, media people. You can't have people. He got up. And he remembered afterwards. I'll keep quiet. Okay,
no,
I'll for you.
No, look, I think.
There may be other journalists here, I don't know.
Okay, no, look, when journalists come to our meeting, I don't want them to make that a topic because we already had long on this one. No, journalists come to our meetings that are open and documents that we're distributing. The access, and the unfortunate thing about Sandvik is that we do not adopt the report as is. Otherwise, in any other meeting, all the documents that we get or have, they get them. Use what we say and use what is in the document. So the point, however, is that we need to say to him, look, that report that you did was not adopted. It was only going to be discussed. We'll discuss it with amendments. So what you printed.
Currently in our report, see, on this one it says draft report. We say draft report, not for publication.
Yeah.
It's a draft report. And when it's adopted, then that.
It's important that we always do our work, always, you know, making sure that people does not distort what we are doing. Because to me, it was a distortion to say when people are having a draft, you take it, you don't say, they will be considering this draft report as a committee, but your publication, they've, you know, adopted it. I think it's something that needs to be corrected. Many politicians are get offended in this kind of, you know, way of doing things. I guess we are not offended. We are just trying to put things in perspective so that in future we don't, before we process things, somebody will not speak for us. I think it's important to ease the members in that regard.
I think Kifas is their chair. I'll talk to him. Although, you know, sometimes you can talk and put a face there, but the real members are standing right behind. Mm-hmm. But I'll talk to him and say, can you talk to your members? But also the Senate journalists, because it was a draft. So obviously when we're going to debate it, we're going to change something, we're going to add something. At least if you had said this is a draft report, that would have been something. All right. I want us to go back to our agenda. Remember we have an agenda? No.
On this report. You're not
on this report. Okay. Yeah.
Look, I have some sympathy with Mr. Ray's comments earlier on. We've stacked almost 2.5 hours on this report. Now, it's quite encouraged members, myself included, you see, because they get these things well in advance. We should then go through them. And this is an idea we've developed in our group one when it comes to resolutions, long resolutions in particular. We get these things in advance, we go through them, we make our comments, we make our corrections, and we notify the authors of the report. So that when we come here, maybe not everything has been corrected, but surely 60, 70, 80% of grammar has been corrected, substance has been corrected. So we could spend 45 minutes here doing this. And not 2.5 hours. Can I make an appeal to myself and to every member to make their inputs well before this meeting so they can be included in the drafts table here to avoid us spending 2.5 hours on this report? By the way, I have to leave at 1.
All right. I want us to go back to the agenda.
Can I make a point? Can I make a good point?
Brilliant point.
I'm not the chair, you're the chair. You've got to now support me and say, please, members, do that.
Well, I think the reason why we give members this report before a day or two or a week before, they started to do that. So maybe what was missing was that go and read and bring back your comments before we come to the meeting so the adjustments can be made. I think that's the point. But the reason for giving members beforehand is to say, go read it and make input.
Yeah. Just a further comment on the question of reports. You know, it's a small thing, but it helps a lot is to indicate on the report draft 1, draft 2, draft 3, for that matter. I sat there with two various copies and I had to continuously refer back to which one you're talking about. study. Look the same, but they are not the same.
Yeah.
All right.
Like our program is version 1, version 2, version 3, version 4, version 5, version 6, something.
Okay. Well, that's fine. On the update of the program, there's nothing to add than that which is there. So, it's just information. Item 6, Shlan. Deal with item 6, it's also just information.
Thank you.
program. On the program? Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay.
I'm looking at it and seeing the 29 page here in the hearing and your reader. And this particular time, when the very same concern we're not going to be affected or indirectly find out that way. While we plan our own program at the same time, how we talk about that.
We'll find out, and by next week, I'm sure we should have a sense. But so far, I'm not aware of how we'll be affected. But I think that's a fair question that may need to be looked at. Shulan?
Thank you, Captain. I just wanted to say maybe we as committee have already thanked Honorable Pretorius for the support that I had during the AGM. I wanted to start on the issue of documentation. We're planning with Paul. We think we'll be distributing the chapters forward at the AGM, the secretariat report, and the annual financial statement of APEC, which will be distributed through to your pigeonholes. Thank you for a start.
Okay. Thank you. Can we move to item number 7 and start with you, Chula? Report back.
Okay, I've already delegated my powers to Comrade Hoshi. I've shifted my appointment to the doctor twice. But the meeting will start, will be finished by now. With due respect, can I be released?
Okay. Comrade Roy, can you start?
Sure. I have a very report we made again as a working group, and we confirmed A, the priorities we gave you last week that we identified as a committee. No changes there. That this was circulated at the last meeting. B, we confirmed our allocation of work. We did make a few changes there, but I don't think I need to go into details there. That's in a sense an internal group matter, who's doing what. But we've allocated, I think, work in a fair and equitable manner in that group. What we did discuss yesterday was draft resolutions, which we are tabling before you today. We have received these annual reports. We have considered them. And on the basis of those annual reports, we are tabling and presenting to you today 12 draft resolutions. All of these entities have absolutely clean audits. Nothing of substance regarding the financial statements to be noted. These are ESCOM, I think this has been circulated, ESCOM, SARS, State Diamond Trader, Unemployment Insurance Fund, National Nuclear Regulator, South African Forestry Company Limited, National Energy Regulator of South Africa, Financial Services Board, Mine Health and Safety Council, Armaments Corporation of South Africa Limited, Department of Environmental Affairs, Department of Science and Technology. All absolutely clean audits, with no emphasis of matter at all, and we recommend to the plenary that the resolutions tabled here are considered and adopted. There is one, as we reported last week, there is one department, is it? Which one? Remind me. Public Enterprises, which also received an absolutely clean audit, but as discussed last week and agreed by the plenary, we feel let's bring them in. Not only the baddies, but one of the goodies as well. Perhaps to learn how they do it. But that, Chair, is our report. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Any issue around that? Straightforward, said reports that are clean with no findings. We need to write standard resolution, which are here submitted. All right. Can we pass this one, Hosh?
Thanks, Chair.
I'll start with this one. I'm sure look at this one. Budget. It's a list of department and entities that the group prioritized for hearing. I'm sure the very same report was tabled to you last week, except that in the report you'll see the pink colors are the newly added amended to the one you were given last week. Department of Health has been added with the Council for Medical Scheme, and the reason for that summary of findings are also being captured. If you also look at the art and culture, you'll see National Museum has been added with its own, you know, things. And on the same department, Market Theatre Foundation also has been added. Those are the new ones which were not there. And then you go to page 6, we have added complete Department of Public Service and Administration and its entity, Palama and CETA, have been added in that regard. So those are the new amendments that were not included in last week's presentation. And then I'm sure at the back you will see all in all, we have got other 37 entities and departments that we have agreed that will send questions to be answered by those entities, not call them for hearing or whatever. And the other page chair is the one that you move it.
Yeah, maybe before we move away from that report, I think the last group of 37, these are unqualified reports that have findings. We said we'll write a standard resolution, but that resolution must be accompanied by questions. So it is not separate questions going to the department. It is a resolution which has questions. Yeah, no, fine. We can move to the next one.
So the last one, thanks, Chair, for that amendment. The last one is a list of departments that have got unqualified and no findings. There were clean findings, which the plenary last week recommended that the best is for us to go through the annual report before we arrive at this recommendation. And indeed, the committee have gone through all these listed, you know, departments and entities, and agreed on the resolution as they are. Yeah, so in a way we are tabling this resolution status and for consideration by the collective so that we jointly hold them now, no longer groups.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Something.
It's a very good report. I especially like the choice of pink. I would have chosen red, but I think it's very effective. But what I really like is page 7. That's a very good idea. And something our group can learn from. It would be nice for us also to see your questions, because we're all part of the same committee. If we can have copies of your questions, it would be very useful. I think we must do the same thing. But if you indicate what kind of questions, not now, some states, that you're asking and give us copies, it would be very useful. And on page 7, item 19, it's not Artscape, it's Artscape. Thanks.
I think on the first part, comrade, we're saying, let us, I'm sure Mr. Paul and the researchers will be assisted. We're saying we'll draft a resolution, but because there are findings, add questions. So it is going to come to the committee to be approved the same way as any other. And that is what we also expect from Group 1, that those that are not meant for hearing but have findings will write a standard resolution that appreciates that it is unqualified. However, would like the department or the entity to provide answers on the following issue. And then the state there. And once the committee, the group has agreed that these questions are sufficient, like you have said, people have been allocated responsibilities. We'll expect that the thing will, you know, liaise with the staff, say, on this department, human settlements, what are the key questions that I can construct? And if they bring them to the group, if the group agrees, then it goes to a resolution. It comes to the committee, we all get it, approve it, and then it goes. I think that's the approach.
Yeah.
Chair, can I just ask one question about the group of 37? I agree, this is a wonderful idea. Number 6, Parliament of RSA. I know this has been a topical issue. Are we saying that we accept that SCOPA has oversight authority over Parliament if we do this? Because at the moment, Parliament does not have an oversight authority. There should be a so-called oversight mechanism in terms of Parliament's own Financial Management Act. But that mechanism has never been introduced, so there's a big void there at the moment. Unfortunately, they have an unqualified audit, but if Parliament were to have a qualified audit now, are we saying we take that responsibility and we oversee Parliament? I just want to get some clarity. I would support that. I'm just want to get your view as well.
Yeah, no, actually, number 6 will be taken off. Don't waste our time on things we know not. I don't know how it escaped my mind. I would have advised that it should not even be there because it is not our province. They will not accept it. It's not there. And now that we have an act, those say explicitly it's none of your business. The argument has always been SCOPA is the committee of the NA. This is the report of Parliament, both houses, so we can't assume jurisdiction over Parliament as a whole. That's what is there, and that's how it's going to be. So,
yeah, I think the assertion is not correct, but I mean we must say loud and clear, because the constitution is saying that a committee of our caliber should look at the auditor general, you know, annual report of across the board, where there is a public, you know, affair. And I think Parliament is equally, you know, in that regard. I'm sure it's something that needs to be, you know, looked into ever. I may not be sure of with what level, but it needs to be looked into. The essence of the matter is that the assertion is not correct. It's very low.
All right. I think when we deal with the other issues that I need to check with the House Chair, I will also raise this issue. Say, well, the feeling of the committee, how the Parliament explains itself. The last two issues is a document on the cancellation of the tender for the 4 Triple P contract. The letter that they wrote to me, don't be away. Acknowledge this. Just tell us this is what they've done. We've noticed that. Yeah. And in part, why on the 29th, if we are fine, we recommended in part that our hearing should be correctional service. I'm sure it's an issue we can discuss because the cancellations also go with costs.
Yeah.
What are the cost implications and such related matter? You wanted to say something on it, Pretoria?
Really just one point, and this is that in our own recommendations, we sit with a recommendation that we're saying that the Department and Treasury must do a solid cost comparison between PPPs and private prisons. And before the introduction or implementation of our own recommendations, they unilaterally, in a sense, come with this. So this is a little bit uncomfortable. And we went there specifically to look at the cost aspect of it. So they're taking the carpet under our feet in a sense.
Yeah, I think that particular thought will need to be replaced by a sentence that says, well, subsequent to our visit, a letter dated this from the National Commissioner sent to us states that ABCD, just to incorporate this so that our resolution does not go without acknowledging that we have received something to that effect. Oversight trip, we realize that actually Parliament goes on recess, I think, on the 9th of December. So from the 29th or 30th, we have a week. Remember, we cancelled the oversight trips to Mpumalanga, Bushbuck Ridge, as well as Buchelo Water Board. So we wanted to suggest that maybe we should use that last week to undertake those two visits. I think we'll still try and see what exact dates we can put, Toby, and send the application if they agree, and then we can undertake them before Christmas. And lastly, in the workshop we spoke about a media briefing once we have decided on what our hearings are going to look like. So I wanted to suggest that maybe we should have that next week, Wednesday. Although we are going to have a briefing on correctional services, that should take us an hour, after which we'll try with the communications department to see what we can do. Wherever we'll be having the briefing, after that we'll have the minute. Just to say, these are the things that we want to take forward, and it will need to be all of us. We'll probably have a brief statement. But on the general workings of the committee, I'm sure we can, I don't want to say take the risk, but I'm sure in terms of the vision of the committee, we all carry it, all of us. And I think it's the first time, but let's try it and see if we can't all of us talk to it. Yeah, just that. So it should be something that should take us maybe 30 minutes or less than that. But just to say, these are the hearings that we'll have. This is our focus. This is how we want to do this. This is what we're going to do for the next cycle. And they write on the basis of what we have said to them. This is what we want to do. I spoke to the House Chair, as I indicated last week, and he was positive about it. He actually thought we'll probably do it somewhere where it will incur cost. And he said we should make a budget and present it to him. But I don't think that we'll need to incur any cost for that. Right? That should be it for the day.
Thank you.